The gang takes a trip down memory lane. Jack has a career change, and Karen has a surprise visitor. Stay tuned, Will and Grace After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yes, throwback, ABBA. Welcome back to the Will and Grace After Show, Season 10, Episode 4, Who's Sorry Now? Such a loving episode, so touching. But before we get into it, I'm Louisa Shar, and this is my wonderful panel tonight.
Hi, everyone. I'm Crystal McLaughlin. Thank you for coming back.
Hey, guys. I'm Maite Carrillo.
Tonight was all about love, but before we dissect it, I want to say that we have some great news and gossip for you guys, and we have some highlights from the LGBTQ community, so stay tuned for all of that. But, you know, overall tonight, what's your idea and thought of the episode? What comes to mind?
God, it made me very emotional.
You were crying.
Yeah, it totally made me very emotional. And, you know, I felt like this was, like, the one episode, like, where I was watching Will the whole time, and I was just like, he really brought it. Like, that's not, like, him acting. That's him in real life of, like, going through some real hard pain in his life. Like, he brought that to the table. And being an actress, like, I could tell, like, I was just like, whoa, he took it to a whole nother level. And I've never seen him do that before. So it was kind of nice to see that side of him. But, of course, it does suck to see him in so much pain. But I feel like this is the episode that's going to really, like, have an impact on all the episodes after.
Yeah. For me, it was kind of spooky. Because Rosario came through and... You know, Jack was making it silly, but then at the same time, like, it was a little bit deeper in emotion for Karen. And I keep on seeing this very vulnerable side to her as we keep watching the episodes. So that to me was a real shocker. Of course, you know, what happened to Will was a huge factor, but also seeing how vulnerable she can be and how much she misses Rosario. Like, Rosario just keeps coming back.
Yeah.
I kind of want to see her come back to life, like, reincarnated, and have that relationship back with her.
Yeah, and it's like everyone's true life coming out, the true authentic lives, which is so hard for people to do. Yeah. And, you know, we can all relate to that. So, you know, let's start talking about Will and Grace and the emotional past that they keep bringing up, the letters that they're reading, this bond that they have, and Will constantly wanting Grace to say sorry and just all of that. How does that make you feel, like, when you watch that part?
Well, it makes me laugh.
Right?
It made me laugh, you know, seeing her do it, even when she did it at the end where it's supposed to be an emotional, you know, scene. But it had, like, this aha moment of, like, oh, that's why she did that. So, you know, it was one of those things that, like... You know, sometimes we laugh, you know, we watch episodes to laugh, right, and to enjoy ourselves, but now we're, like, I was finding myself kind of going back into a Rolodex of, like, episodes in my head and being like, oh, I never thought about that, about her holding so much resentment towards him.
Yeah.
And the letter with the virginity.
Right.
And all of that.
I feel like she made a really valid point when she said, and it's something that happens in real life, when it's like everybody looks at the male, whoever is the one that's gay, and says, it's your fault. You put someone through so much pain without realizing how much pain that person goes through. So the fact that she was able to recognize that and say, you know what, you're right. I didn't validate your feelings. I'm sorry. That was also an aha moment, because it's like so many people who view this episode can be like, you know what? I was so much into what me, that I wasn't thinking about somebody else's emotions and feelings. And that just doesn't go for that, but it goes for pretty much everything.
In life. Yeah, every relationship with people being a victim in a relationship and having their heart broken.
Yeah.
And I mean, specifically for this scene, you know, I feel like Will had guilt all these years.
100%.
And you know, Grace, how can you not read that letter? If you get a bulky letter like that, I get my credit card.
It smells like white diamonds.
I open anything that's big and thick like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, are you crazy? And, like, I feel like it would have really answered some questions, because he said, I don't want to be gay. I want to be normal. Like,
but then she was really young, too. So we all make really dumb mistakes as we're young, especially when it comes to relationships that we don't – Like, if you were to see that thick, I'd probably be like, no, it's going to hurt me even more. Yeah. I'm trying my best to get over the situation, and that's not going to help.
No. Yeah, I totally agree. I wouldn't have probably opened it either.
Yeah, but do you think their relationship would have changed anyway if she were to open the letter? It's not like there was something in there that was so surprising.
No, I don't think a whole lot. I think she wouldn't have held as much resentment towards him. Yeah. But, you know, their relationship works.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's hard to say. It's hard to say, really.
I think she would have been a little bit more understanding and probably not attack him as much, because there was some pretty rough stuff in there saying how he wanted, you know, he wanted his life to end and how he felt like he couldn't, he wished that he wasn't gay. Like, these are all really deep stuff. So, you know, maybe if she would have read it, I feel like maybe she wouldn't have attacked him on some occasions, because sometimes when you're so annoyed with someone, things from the past start coming into your mind and you get more aggressive towards that person without properly healing. So I feel like maybe she could have been a little bit easier. But in all, their friendship is just so great
that it I just don't see it, like, really changing a whole
lot. 30 years later, I don't even think it's going to be stronger or less stronger. It's going to just...
I think, actually, it's probably stronger because they went through this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And now, if anything, Grace has some sort of, like, closure for the whole situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Closure. And also, so does Will.
Yeah.
You know, because... He didn't know she didn't read it. He assumed she did, but, like, it was almost, like, cathartic for him, her talking to him afterwards, right?
And his facial expression.
Oh, God. It was just, like, ugh.
I didn't know whether to, like, cry or laugh at this episode.
Yeah,
you know?
It was hard.
Oh, gosh, but you know what? We have Maite that wants to share some stuff about AfterBuzz.
I do. It's not that deep emotional,
but
we can get emotional if you don't do this. Hey, AfterBuzzers, our network provides after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's really no other network that works harder to serve you guys, television fans, but we need your help as always. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made just for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional, so you don't have to worry about it. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel, and check out other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did in the comments, and guess what? We will thank you next week here on air. For now, thank you so much for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Woo. Awesome. Thanks, Maite.
Yes.
So, please subscribe, comment. You know, we are on Spotify now, iTunes, everywhere. So, please show us your support. We are literally a buffet for everyone. We have every kind of show.
Mm-hmm.
So, show us the love, and we love you too. Speaking about love, I'm excited to talk about this. Jack and Karen, but most importantly, let's start off with Jack and his weird career change overnight to be a psychic. Because we can talk about Karen and love, which we'll get into. But what do you guys think about Jack waking up one day and just wanting to be the psychic?
Mm-hmm.
If it's appropriately. It does.
It's not 100%. Surprising.
It does not surprise me the least bit. If anything, I was just like, yes. Yes, this is what I needed to see for tonight's episode. Like, this is great. This is another idea that's going to go far-fetch and it's going to entertain us all, and it did.
Yeah, I feel him. Sometimes I'm, like, very intuitive myself.
Yeah.
And I can feel certain things. I'm like, okay, I should do this, too. But when he put on the little turban, I'm like, ugh. That's just so perfect. I wish he would wear it all the time.
I know.
I just don't know how far he's going to take it. I feel like we won't see it next episode.
No.
And it was just kind of like a sneak peek into probably what's to come as far as like Halloween-ish themes.
Yeah, I mean, I think it just shows how sometimes unstable he can be with his life and some things we can relate about. Like one day you wake up, you want to pursue this passion.
Yeah.
And then just kind of like Legally Blonde. Well, she actually makes it as an attorney.
Yeah.
But you know, you wake up one day and you're like, you know what, let me just do this. It's like, Jack, stick to something and see if that will flourish.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's what makes Jack though, you know, is him not having any stability, you know, and having Karen there to, like, support him.
But I think there's a reason he was a psychic, because he brought back Rosario to life. And, oh gosh, I had so many, like, goosebumps all over my body watching this, because I feel like Karen has such a connection to Rosario. So how did you guys feel when she popped up and Jack did such an amazing resemblance?
Oh, God, it was so good. Let me just tell you. when he put on those sunglasses and it just kept flickering in and out of her, I was like, are they really going to use her? Like, I literally, that's all I thought was like, oh my God, are they going to use her? Are they going to use her? And then when he did his, like, his, I don't know, his imitation of her.
Yeah.
Yo. Crazy. So good. Like, so good. He's just so unbelievably amazing. Like, so his talented. Skills are just, like, ridiculous.
I feel an Emmy coming on for him, too. Again, for the whole season.
Yeah.
Amazing.
100%. And, you know, just even bringing her back towards the end, right, when she, like, he leaves the room and she has the perfume and she's, like, about to throw it away. Mm-hmm. I kept thinking, oh, is she going to talk? Is she really going to talk this time? So it kind of, you know, it was exciting to see him play her, but I have to say, like Maite said earlier, like, I kind of miss her. Like, I really wish she was a part of this show and... You know, unfortunately, she's not, but, you know.
Yeah, and I think she's...
Maybe he'll bring her back from the dead.
She's the only person that Karen, I think, truly respected and took some advice from.
Yeah.
Right? And I just feel like she's at a point in her life where, and I think Jack had to butt in and tell her, you can love and all of that. And that's what I took away from this episode, that love conquers all.
Yeah.
And we see her kind of heartbroken and talking about selling the mansion. And, you know, if she wants to have a fun night... Bang session, she'll do it. But other than that, she doesn't want anything else. Yeah. But do you feel like she will find love again? And how important is love to always go on for everyone? Like, isn't that...
I'm going to let you answer that
I think she will probably get back with her ex.
Really?
Yeah, I think she Malcolm? I think she'll definitely get back. They'll probably rekindle their love, and this will probably make her see a different side of him. I don't think that she's going to find a new love interest. There's so many new love interests that we need for everyone. Yeah. I'm like, I don't need another love interest
confusing,
for Karen.
Kind of.
Because we need one for Will. We have one for Grace.
Noah.
We have one for Jack.
Yeah.
We have one for Grace, who's like in and out. We didn't see him this episode, but it's like... can we see some love, like some
stability?
Some stability kind of. We just did see, you know, that you say love conquers all today, but I don't know. I don't want to see anything else from her.
I have to say, I disagree. I want to see her dating. I want to see her on the apps. I want to see her
Hinge.
Yeah, I want to see her dating on the apps. I want to see her in the bar. I want to see her at dinner. I want to see her have a blind date. I want to see her be a hot mess. And every guy be, like, turned off by her. And then she finds a guy that is, like, a match. You know? Like, he meets her match. Like, he's just, like, he gives it to her worse than she gives it to him. And then, like, they just kind of play cat and mouse for a while. And then, you know.
Because I think every woman needs to do that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, we've never seen Karen do that.
No.
She's had this long relationship with her ex-husband, right? And then she unfolds with this ex-lover. And I don't know if she even knows how to love consistently.
I don't think she needs to go on these dating apps. She just finds someone. Like, and
no,
she's
I
like,
agree with
here,
Crystal.
It's going to work.
No, I agree with you, Crystal. I want her to get dressed up every night, have fun, go out, have a man take care of her for once.
Because I feel like this is a place where she is not familiar with anymore. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be hilarious to watch, first of all. Mm. She's going to, like, put herself out there. We're going to watch her make a fool of herself because, like, she is... You know, she's sort of like, what is the word I'm looking for? I can't even think of the damn word right now. But basically, she's like versed in everything in life, right? Like, she knows what to do with money. She knows what to do with clothing. I mean, look at her. She's impeccable. She has impeccable style. Talk about work and even her friendships. But we've never seen her with love, really, besides Malcolm.
Well, now you made me think about something else. What if we just see her being an independent woman?
We got Grace for that.
And just, Grace is so complicated. What if she's, like, very strong-willed, Karen? So what if we just see a period of her being single and fiercely independent? Because there was a vibe that I got
from
her.
That? That's the question.
Same thing as look at the times we're living in now. We get so much from her from the whole last episode from the immigration and how she was detained and that made her change her mind.
Change of heart,
We're going through something similar like that right now. The same thing goes for, like... It's just everything that's happening right now, and she can be a prime example of it and be a strong woman. The vibe
or
that
she
I got
can have fun.
No, there was this little vibe that I got when she grabbed her robe and she put it close to herself, it was like she was like, I'm going to treat myself, and I'm going to do this. But that's
all
she's been
doing all this time, you know? Mm-hmm. She doesn't even hang out with Stan. We never even saw Stan.
Oh, gosh. That's like, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
like, we never even saw this guy. Yeah. Like, yeah. We've mm-hmm. seen her pamper herself left and right, have fun with her friends, be a lush. I mean, we've seen her do it all. She's had her jobs, and she's had her, like, little ideas of what to do in her life. But we haven't seen her be, like,
I don't know.
On the bike with the training wheels for love. Like, we still haven't seen that.
I'm telling you, a woman needs to do that. And I feel like Karen is at her prime for that. I agree with you in the way mm-hmm. where you're like, it's a modern time for women now. Totally. 18, which 100%. Is amazing. But Karen has always been in this weird, you know, stable, long-term relationship with Stan. And it's not even that loving. You know, where...
No. I never felt love from that. It was a business transaction. That's what that was, you know? So it would be interesting. What if she, like, finds a guy who doesn't have a lot of money and she actually falls in love for once in her life?
I don't know.
I mean,
she loves the money.
Yeah, and I feel like even
but though... But she has it now. So she has it. Oh, she doesn't need Stan. Mm-hmm. So she doesn't need it from a guy. She has it.
And I think that's why Jack had to just come back with this whole psychic thing to kind of bring out Rosario and wake her up. Mm-hmm. And because I think they were kind of seeing Karen drift away and kind of being closed off to love right now or even having some kind of interest. And as friends, you want your friends to excel and have mm-hmm. special people in their lives, right? Mm-hmm. So Jack's like, oh, no, you know, Karen, you got this. You spray your perfume. You leave your house. You go on Tinder or Hinge.
Swipe, my question swipe is, right? What perfume is this? I need it, Karen.
I know.
I can't remember which
one. Oh, my God.
It looks kind of funny. It reminds me of the bottle I have of Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Midnight. Yeah, because it's purple like that.
It's like Victoria's Secret one.
Yeah.
You do have that on your nightstand.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I just feel like the love dynamic on the show is interesting. You know what? I mean, I have to say, though, I did miss Noah tonight. I didn't want that weird little thing that he has going with Grace.
Yeah, totally.
But, you know, I mean, I just feel like we're at a point in the season right now. It's so early on, but we see love as a main topic. I love it. I'm so excited because it's universal.
Yeah, it is universal, and it's a good message to spread, right?
Exactly.
And you see them as a group become stronger and stronger because the trials and tribulations that they are going through or, mm-hmm. you know, just new things that are happening in their life.
At every age. Yeah. Evolving every day.
Yeah, at every age is right.
We evolve every minute of the day, right? Mm-hmm. So before we get into news and gossip, this is a part of our show where we talk about it's our special segment where we talk about our favorite line, favorite quote. And I wrote down a lot. So before I share mine, Crystal, what did you write down?
I wrote down two. So I wrote down when Jack said, you know, I've always been psychic, a little queerbuoyant. I love that. And then the second one I loved was Karen responding to him about his, like, psychic abilities. And she says, I'm really looking forward to watching you take advantage of the poor. And I just was like, okay, that's so Karen. I love those like, little quotes that they have that really, like, bring out who they are, like, their personalities and just really showcase, like, their characters, right? So that's why I love those.
Yeah, and the incredible writing and the wordplay.
Oh, so funny. There's so many, but those are the two I was able to write down quickly.
Awesome, me too. Go ahead.
I have two as well. One of them was spray, delay, and walk away.
Yes. Oh, that was mine, so I have to check it off.
I do that. Yeah. I do that. I always spray, I wait, and then I just jump right in.
Why is that?
Because it's everywhere.
Where do you spray it?
I spray to the top, the bottom, the middle, and the bottom.
Behind your ears, hello?
Oh, yeah, and I put some
you
here.
You have to do that.
Yeah, I always do that. That's it's just rule. Like three sprays, and then I just walk right in. And I put it here. It's
I do, too. Yeah.
And then the second one was, did she break into God's liquor cabinet, Karen?
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
You're talking about Rosario. Yeah. I was like, oh, God, I wish there was a liquor cabinet up there.
Amazing. Well, I think that's, again, what Crystal said, the wordplay and the writing. We can't say anything else anymore. It's just so good.
It
doesn't fail.
No.
And I think this season is the highest ratings that Will and Grace has ever had. Wow. I believe so. I think it's, like, so close to This Is Us as well. Because, you know,
it's funny crazy. You say that because later on the news that I'm talking about talks about some stuff about that.
Good, good, good. Awesome.
Yeah.
So my favorite line from the show, I have two as well. One is, when Karen says to Grace, I can't even read my writing. I like to make it nice for the working class. Something like that. No. I like to make life easy for the working class. Hilarious. I love that. Karen, you're amazing. And then my other one is, when Grace says, one time he doesn't throw like a girl.
That was funny.
Threw at the letter. Gosh, that was so good.
Grace's glasses are so
You like gosh, it? I like it. I want them.
She had really good glasses today, and then last episode she switched it up. No, they look really good on her.
I love the ones she has on today.
Woo-hoo. They're like my favorite eyewear.
Mm-hmm. The whole styling department. It's so good. I mean, Karen's blue jacket, if we get into it, we'll get into it. So amazing.
It's funny because I didn't know she wore, I always thought that was her hair, but she wears a wig.
Yeah, she wears a wig.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. She looks like such a brunette, but like later on when I show you the video, like, she doesn't have brunette hair. Yeah. You'll see. Mm-hmm. It's kind of crazy.
I thought she...
She looks like No.
I saw her on The View a few weeks ago. She was a guest. I think she was promoting her book with her husband. And I was like, that's Karen. And I recognized her by her voice.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I thought that was like a good tease or something.
No. Like, she looks very normal. Like, she doesn't look regal at all. Like, it's really weird. And I hate to say that, but it was like,
I had to
one of these, like, wait, what?
It kills it for us.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Okay, well, speaking of Karen, I know you have some news about her, go ahead and share that. Yeah.
Here we go. So here's the video.
Yay. Oh my God, that does not look like her.
Yeah.
She looks so much younger.
Girl Next Door. Oh my gosh. She's so pretty. Look at that cheekbone.
Karen at first is kind of taken off guard, and she's pretty bummed at the beginning because Stan's been her whole life.
I don't know if you could turn it up, Johnston.
Yeah, just a little. We hear some. And be rich and
be
Yeah, there's
two different things.
Nothing much. Yeah, I
think there's a conversation. No. It's a conversation because they're on set.
I am thinking maybe it's okay.
So what is it?
I'll read it. I'll read it.
Like in Rosario's Quinceañera.
Yes. There's been a little more of that. Not to the level of Rosario's Quinceañera, but they are really giving me some great stuff to play. So the big point. And it's nice. It's nice to be able to be more than just one thing. Which is like, you know.
Going for that, I mean, from last year, I mean, everyone talked about the Rosario's Quinceañera episode. Were there other episodes that for you as Karen stood out or that people talked to you about?
Good to see you.
So Brian joined Alvarez.
Funny or touching, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, people really loved the episode that Nick Offerman was on.
Of course, yeah.
He's a friend of mine. And, I mean, I don't want to be a name dropper, but I thought that was a really solid episode. And also, I loved Vanessa Bayer playing the baker of the MAGA cake. I think Vanessa is a super talent, and she just...
Yeah. So I wrote down what she was saying. So he was asking her about, like, Karen and her character and how it's going to develop. And she said her character's pretty bummed at the beginning, but it's because Stan has been her whole life. But, of course, she's still going to get all the money and be rich and be horrible, so nothing much changes.
Oh, my God.
She also says that he was asking her in the very beginning, which he didn't play that part, but... at the very beginning, he's asking her, like, how she feels about, like, the show and, like, everything that they've, done up to this point. She goes, I'm more appreciative across the board more than anything.
Wow.
And she said that because, she's working. She's able to work and work consistently. Mm-hmm. She also said last year that there was a ton of pressure on them. Like, a ton because of the anticipation and the buildup. Because it was so difficult, because, like, you have to think they were on for so long, and then it had been how long? What, 11 years, right?
So
something
long.
Like that?
Yeah, 10 to 11 years.
Where they had to, like, jumpstart everything. And so she said, like, there was a lot of tension. So, like, she was saying how moving forward, there's going to be a lot more, like, episodes that are funny and like just it's going to be a lot more fun. And you know, she says feels best. What did she say? She said she goes feels best. The season will feel better, I guess, and still funny, but dealing with layers.
I mean, any more funnier than this? Think about it.
Yeah, and I found this on goldderby.com. I literally had to play that video like 5 times to hear it. Yeah. I should have probably, sorry, I should have disclosed that they were talking.
Some audio issues.
Yeah, I thought it was two videos at the same time.
I literally, it was like, oh no, there's two videos playing on, you know, when I pulled it up, I was like, oh, trying to find the other video. And then I was like, wait a second, I pressed pause and then, yeah. But it's literally, she's on set, like in the middle of, you know, probably in between, you know, takes and, you know.
Her face, her makeup, her
hair, everything's so different, right?
It's just crazy.
She's a different person.
I literally had to do a double take.
I just, her extensions, or if that's her hair.
No, that's her hair.
But her aura, her presence.
It's so different than Karen.
Feminine and, like, non-aggressive.
It almost is, like, hippie-ish, like, right? Did you not get that? Like, I was like, whoa, you are completely different, and I love it because, like, now I know you're, like, not that I didn't know that she was an amazing actress, but, like, you can appreciate it that much more seeing who she is in real life.
Well, we love you, Karen, Megan, both of you. You're amazing. I know Maite has some fun juice to share as well.
I do. So there is a new member potentially might be joining, but he's making a guest appearance as someone's love interest, which would be Will's.
Handsome.
They casted a Barrett Foa, who plays Will's new love interest. He is from CBS NCIS franchise. He plays Eric on that show NCIS, but he will be Will's potential boyfriend.
Yay.
But he will only be there for a few episodes. So it's not something that's like
consistent, kind of
permanent. Because it hits a roadblock towards the middle, the very beginning of the relationship. So, I mean, we're just going to have to wait and see what happens with him, what that roadblock is. Because that they made it seem like that's a huge deal breaker.
Yeah, and I think he comes on 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to wait a bit until he actually enters Will's life, which I'm so happy. I do want Will to have some, you know, love.
Well, he
and
will
energy,
have something,
you know?
This season. Well, so that won't last.
Yeah.
And
so
then this
now
is
like,
coming.
You're on the roll, Will. Well, thank you, ladies. That's amazing.
Yeah,
so I want to share some news about the LGBTQ community.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, right here. So Tim Cook is the CEO of Apple, and there is a great interview with him that will be live tomorrow on CNN. And he talks about how he came out 4 years ago.
Wow.
He came out 4 years ago as the first person to come out from a Fortune 500 company.
Wow.
And when I was reading the article, it was really touching because he was quoted to say, being gay is a gift from God. And he was so, you know, he felt like he was selfish if he didn't come out to the public because a lot of people were writing to him in the community, especially young people.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's been 4 years. It's been the best decision about his life, about his career and, you know, his family. And he also has this other passage that he shared from the article that I have to just share. It's just so beautiful. He says, let me go on my screenshot right there. He said, I learned what it was like to be a minority. The feeling of being a minority gives you a level of empathy for other people who are not in the majority.
Mm,
and,
I love that.
You know, we're minorities too. So it's beautiful to have that connection and just, you know, relating it to, you know, being gay. And I just feel like it reflects this episode so much.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Imagine. Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%. When you were saying it, that's all, I was like, oh, that reminds me of Will. Yeah.
Yeah. And Will, you know, coming out and just, you know, breaking, you know, Grace's heart and all these things. But, like, if you take it even to real life, that's stuff that happened every day.
Yeah.
And imagine if, you know, Tim didn't come out 4 years ago or all the other people in the community who get shamed and bashed. To not living your truth.
Yeah. Tim should write a book, just like Will is planning to write a book.
Yeah.
I feel like he should make it a reality and actually do it.
Absolutely.
Even if it's just part of the script, I feel like he should, you know, take part of that.
Yeah, and Will
open the conversation.
And Grace won't read any part of hers.
Yeah. She'll read all her stuff, she said, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I just feel like this show, it's so popular and universal because of that reason. You know, so many people connect to it because of that. Yeah. I know my, you know.
Because you have families. You literally, you create families with those people. You know what I mean? Like, my neighbor, I live in West Hollywood, so, like, my neighbor and I, we are, like, really close. Yeah. And he's, like, he's like a family member, you know, and he's gay, and we have our little, you know, we just had, like, Canadian Thanksgiving at his house because he's Canadian. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, you know, you create these family members in your life because you don't end up having, like, your real family members in your life. He does, but, you know, you'll see a lot of that. So, you know, you do have to stay open and you know, positive about, you know, seeing people transition into acceptance in every part of life. Right? Whether it be gay or you be African-American or, you know, just anything, really, you know. So it's because of people like him that we are able to make strides and you know, we're going to look back on this. Amen. And we're going to say how, oh, my God, that's ridiculous, you know, that we even had to hide that. Right. You know what I mean? Bravo, you know, bravo to him.
Absolutely. And the show and Tim and anyone else, it's educational.
Oh, 100%.
And I feel like it's funny. And funny, but it's so, it's such a platform that people who don't have those supporting family members, who, you know, can't go to mom and dad and say, hey, you know what? I like a boy or whatever it is.
And it makes it, like, okay. You know what I mean? It makes it mainstream and it makes it, like, it's not a big deal. Like, I am still a human being and you can still love me regardless. It doesn't change me as a human being.
Yeah, and I'm glad that this whole, them bringing Will and Grace back, that they're able to touch these topics that are so serious instead of just making it so funny.
Yeah, well, that's their power because they know so many millions of people are watching it. So if they can squeeze in just one line, you know, of in the script that we can take away and, you know, take it away and make it, you know, helpful for other people, it's like, why not? And especially with Hollywood's climate today, with everything as far as, you know, the Me Too movement and, you know, African-American community and everything. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. Yay!
It's an eye-opening experience for sure. Yeah,
gosh, I know. So let's talk about predictions and what we think is coming in the near future.
Now, you're After Buzz TV predictions.
I predict that Karen will go on her first date.
Yay!
And it will be a complete disaster. And, yeah, I mean, who doesn't want to watch that? I want to watch that.
And get drunk.
And get drunk, yeah.
Uber home.
Absolutely. And then
Uber it.
And then maybe Will will have two guys fighting over him. Maybe it will be the new NCIS guy, and then it will be, you know, the guy that I...
Matt Bomer. If I said it wrong, Bomer.
It's
Bomer. Bomer.
Yeah, yes, Matt Bomer.
And then Grace, hopefully Noah will pop up somewhere. And then Jack, hopefully, like, we'll start seeing him planning the wedding, maybe?
Yeah.
That'd be kind
of
cool.
Because this episode was too... I loved it, but it was so much of a blast in the past. We didn't see anyone's personal life in the updates. Mm-hmm.
I think Grace will win office. But in the meantime, I think we're still going to see all these, like, props and her trying to win.
Oh my God, that prop was so funny. We didn't even talk about that.
Yeah, that she went into office.
I think she'll definitely. I think she'll win, and they'll definitely make a storyline out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and well, she's also going through a career move too. Yeah. I mean, not only Jack, but her and this whole interior design world.
Yeah.
And you're right, that prop, and they want so it. Just good. Keeps on wanting to attach a penis so to good. It, like.
So funny.
And when Karen goes and just, oh, it's exactly you, and just goes over it because it's so flat. Leave her boobs so alone. Funny. Like,
so funny.
Amazing. So, gosh, my predictions would be, okay, so I'm with you on Crystal as far as Karen. I want her love life to flourish. I want her to date a bit and then eventually, you know, stumble onto someone and be like, oh, my God. You know, maybe this can work. And, okay, I see Jack having a bit more fun with his psychic world. I feel like he's going to be a bit more stable with it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about the wedding or the engagement. I feel like Jack is such a butterfly. I don't know how that's going to work out. I don't know if it's going to actually go somewhere or they're going to break up. I don't know. So I'm kind of 50-50 on that.
Ooh, they might go to Vegas. Just get married.
Elope.
Or elope, right? And then with Will, I'm excited for his love life. You know, there's so much, you know, stir about that. So I'm excited to see him flourish in his life as well. And as a teacher, I want to see how that's going to go. And Grace and Noah, I want to see how they hit it off. And I think they're going to be an item. I think Grace wants love.
Yeah.
Yeah. She just wants a man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and he's perfect for her. They're too much alike. Perfect. Right? Crazy. Okay, so until then, where can everyone find you, ladies?
Hey, guys, you can find me everywhere. Maite Carrillo at This Is Maite. And you can also find me Monday nights, Real Housewives of OC, and Thursdays for Shaws of Sunset, right after.
Hey, everybody, Crystal McLaughlin here. You can find me on all social media at Crystal823. That's with an I, CRISTAL823. And you can find me right after this at 9:15 for Shaws of Sunset. I hope you guys tune in, comment, and also, you know, if you guys want to see something different on the show, like, let us know. Tell us what you like, what you don't like. We're here to cater to your needs.
And I'm Louisa Shar. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Louisa Shar. You can find me on Facebook at Louisa Shar Amatian. I'm on the Deuce After Show Monday nights at 9 p.m. And I'm excited to be on the Ray Donovan After Show Sunday nights at 8 p.m. I believe. I have to check my email. So until then, we will see you all next time.
Bye. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world. And we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.